silent herald of life and death, success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
See you looking out.
Oh, I'm not scared of them, Steve.
Sure, I know.
How much longer are they going to be marching up and down outside our house, Park?
Hard to say, son.
Do I get to miss school again today?
I guess so.
One of us has got to go out for supplies today, Steve.
I know. I'll go later.
Not alone, you won't.
We'll see when the time comes.
Billy, go on up to your room.
But, Mom...
And don't go looking out of the windows. You keep the curtains drawn, you hear me?
Gee, Mom, I had to stay indoors all day yesterday, too.
Won't be for much longer, son, I promise.
They got no right to say things about you, Pop. And you've got no right to let them.
Oh, how much longer will it be?
They'll get tired of it.
Oh, will they try something else?
I say let's go on in and drag a whole bunch of them out here.
Burnley doesn't sound like he's halfway started yet.
Stop worrying, honey.
Worry? You said they get tired of picketing the house. It's been nearly 4 days now, Steve. We've got to do something.
I tried the police. Nothing.
Is it because Burnley is the sheriff's nephew?
Could be.
You better make up your mind to it, Burnley. Ain't no one getting in or out of that house till you've been out to talk with it. You hear me in my ear?
Why don't you talk with him, Steve?
Because
when
if I...
I want that school with you, Mr. Burnley, God, I'll be real sorry through there.
Billy Bonnie, you come down here this minute.
Sounds like the boy's got more sand than his paws, don't it now?
I told you not to open that window, didn't I, Billy?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mom.
Don't ever do anything you're told. Haven't I got enough on my mind without you making things worse? I ought to give you...
Take it, honey, easy. Take it easy.
Easy? If it wasn't for your stupid high-mindedness, we wouldn't be in this mess. Oh, Steve, I'm sorry. I'll go make us some coffee.
You better stay down here with us, Billy.
What is it they got against you, Pa?
Nothing really, son. You see, if we lived in Fresno or Los Angeles, almost any other town in California, this wouldn't have happened. But Warren, oh, we like it, sure, but it really isn't much more than a whistle stop, is it?
But, Pop, what does that have to do with Mr. Burnley and those other men?
Why, that's it, seems to me, boy. A little place like Warren, folks get to feel things more, maybe. Nothing much else for them to do, except to get all steamed up about nothing.
It's not true, is it, Pop? What the kids were saying at school before you stopped them going?
What were they saying?
That the government didn't trust you to work at Morphville Research Station anymore.
Anything else, son?
Lee Franklin said you were a traitor and you ought to be in jail.
Are you coming out or are we coming in, Barney?
Ain't no woman wearing
a traitor's name, Barney. They're all saying it, Pop. You've got to make them...
Watch it, son.
Oh, Steve, what happened?
It's okay, honey. It's just a stone with a message wrapped around it.
What does it say, Pop? Doesn't the fact that they broke a window mean anything? Oh, Sheriff Donovan can't sit on the fence any longer. He's got to protect us.
In the old days, we used to lynch horse thieves. Now we're thinking of starting in on scientists. Oh. Signed Ed Burnley.
Oh, go out there and tell them the truth, Steve, please.
What is the truth? I don't even know myself anymore. If I tell them why I left the research station, it's not going to be very convincing without official backing. And as security told me right now, they can't afford to back me up.
It's gone awful quiet out there, Pop.
Come back here.
They've gone.
I don't believe it.
Will you two come away from that window?
Couldn't we get the car out and go down to the store, Steve?
It's probably just what they're waiting for.
Hey, Pop, there's someone coming. Looks like Sheriff Donovan.
Go, let him in, will you, son?
Now he comes. After 4 days.
He's carrying a rifle, Pop.
What do you think he wants, Steve?
Judging by the way he acted when I rang to ask him to get rid of Burnley and the others, I'd say he wants us out of Warren.
But it's our home.
I'm sorry, honey.
I'm frightened.
Let's see what Donovan has to say. Ah, good to see you, Sheriff.
I wish I could say the same thing about you.
Go on up to your room, Billy.
But, Mom...
This minute.
Oh, gee whiz.
I think you'd all better get out of Warren fast, Vining. For a spell, anyway.
Is that a warning?
I don't want no trouble here.
That why you didn't do anything about the picket line?
Now, listen, Vining. Having a real atomic scientist in Warren made folks feel kind of proud. They're entitled to be upset when you won't explain why you ain't working for the government no more.
My wife is upset, too, Sheriff. You see that window?
Seems to me you're darn lucky that's all the trouble there's been.
Who told the townsfolk about Steve, Sheriff?
Oh, things like this don't take long to get around. After all, when they see him in town all the time, knowing that until a couple of weeks ago he was only home weekends, they get to thinking.
Thinking what?
Just that it's funny. If your old man ain't got nothing to hide, why don't he tell us why he ain't working no more?
Or is it because this is the chance you've always wanted to get even with Steve?
Forget it.
I won't forget it. Sure. You like to boast about Steve Vining living here, lounging on the store sidewalk and pointing out this house to everyone coming through town. Professor Steve Vining, man of the year for 1959. Big deal. Born and bred right here in Warren. Came back to live here, too. But that didn't stop you all envying him, did it? Didn't stop you hoping that one day you'd be able to cut him down to size. And you got your chance. The minute you found out he wasn't working at the research station any longer.
There's been a lot in the papers lately about the government tightening up on security, Mrs. Vining. It's not going to look good for Warren if we got a security risk right on our back doorstep.
Oh, Steve, you've got to tell them. Oh, can't you see that they've got nothing better to do than lounge around thinking the worst?
My nephew's talking to a whole lot of them down by the store right now. That's why I came by, Vining. Ed's a hard boy to stop once he gets the bit between his teeth.
Would you try to stop him?
Depends.
On what?
I wouldn't want to risk my skin defending a traitor.
I give you my word.
Now listen, will you? Your word ain't good enough. There never was anything to do in this one-horse town except talk about what a big guy you'd become. You take that away from him and you're in trouble.
You figure I'd have been allowed to come back here if I'd been any kind of a security risk, Sheriff?
That's way over my head.
Who started this whole thing, Sheriff? Who started saying I was in trouble?
In a town this size, it only takes a couple of words. Someone may be saying, "When's Vining going back to work?" That kind of thing. And it snowballs. Soon it's changed to, "Vining ain't going back to work." Before long, it's, "Vining's got the axe." And then maybe someone adds, "Why?" After that, there's got to be a reason. And there's only one reason the scientist ever gets kicked out.
How many times do I have to tell you I wasn't kicked out?
Then prove it.
I can't. Not yet.
And you take my tip, Vining. You get that proof. And fast.
Who's this guy Vining think he is, anyway? He ain't no better than the rest of us, and he never was. I could have told you that a long time ago.
And he come back and married Petey, eh, Burnley?
All right. I figured I'm marrying her myself. But that don't make no difference to what I'm saying now. Why don't they want Vining back in Moorfield anymore, huh? I'll tell you why. Because he's a traitor, that's why. And I say, oh, well,
all right, then, bring it up. I said bring it up.
You wouldn't want to speak up for a traitor, would you, Tim?
I'll talk to you in a minute, Ed Burnley. Go on, the rest of you. Get on about your business. Go on. Go away there.
Ain't no law against a man speaking his mind, is there, Tim?
None that I know of.
Well, then what?
Just shut up and listen, will you? I've seen you at work in the past, Ed. You got more ability to grab the wrong end of a red-hot poker than anyone I ever saw.
Well, that's as plain as a...
You won't stir up trouble anymore, and I'm going to have to let you cool off in the jailhouse. Nephew or no nephew.
I thought he'd get to you. What'd he do? Beg for protection, start sprouting the Fifth Amendment?
He didn't say much at all. It was what his wife said.
Peggy Slattery?
Peggy Vining. They're married, remember? You ain't never been much of a one for Vining, have you, Ed?
No, look,
Jim, have you?
I hated his insides when we used to go to the old schoolhouse together.
I was just thinking that time you met his boy out in the woods. Vining beat you up for that, didn't he?
I was only joking. I didn't mean to scare the boy none. It was just in fun.
Pointing a loaded rifle at him? Telling me you were going to shoot him because he was Steve Vining's boy? Yeah, some joke.
What brought that up?
It's mighty easy to think bad of a person. I've been doing it myself just because I forgot about things like that. Because I forgot and listened to you, Ed. Now, that picket line is out from now on. Right?
Don't push me, Tim.
Push? Push? Just one more word out of you and I'll beat your ears off. Now, look, boy. You're family to me. The only family I got. But that don't give you no extra rights when it comes to making trouble.
But you said yourself...
I know what I said. But because folks in Washington talk a lot of hot air about traitors, I ain't looking for them under every tumbleweed. I've been foolish to go along with you this far, Ed. Trouble is, we're all so scared of the 20th century, we figure scientists as being different to other folks. But they ain't. And until I know otherwise, for sure, I'm pitching in for Vining.
Okay, Sheriff, you do that. But me... I got other plans for that guy.
Ed?
4 days we've been asking him to come out and tell us. That's all. No threats, no nothing. Just asking nice. Well, if he don't talk, I know someone who will. And when I get through, this whole town will know the kind of coyote Vining is.
Maybe Billy can go back to school tomorrow, Peggy. The whole thing's quietened down.
It's a quietness I don't like. I don't mind missing school for a while yet, Pa.
I'll bet you don't.
Anyone speak to you in town yesterday, Steve?
No, but give them time. After all, they must feel pretty silly. Most of them were yelling outside the house a few days ago.
Oh, I wish I knew where Ed Burnley went.
Your ex-boyfriend's whereabouts doesn't worry me.
He was not my ex-boyfriend.
Maybe not, but he sure tried hard enough.
Steve, let's leave Warren. Let's go someplace else to live. It's not the same here anymore.
Not right now, no. But it will be.
Hey, why don't we go to New York, Pop? I sure would like to live there.
But your mother wouldn't. She's a small town girl. I guess I'm the same. I like to be where I know my neighbors.
And they refuse to know us.
That'll pass.
Well, how can you sit there and talk like that? Oh, sure, they don't march up and down outside anymore. Every time I walk down the street, I feel like pulling the knives out of my back.
When are you going back to work, Pop? Soon?
Well,
I... gotta be able to say something to the fellas in school, ain't I?
Haven't
I mean?
I'm not going back, son. Not ever.
But why?
Billy, it won't make much sense to you, but for me, my reasons are good. They're sound. They're... Well, there are reasons, that's all.
What are you going to do then, Pop?
I don't know yet.
You see, Billy, your father feels that... Oh, you tell him, Steve.
Well, son, put it like this. We're in a rat race. Every country in the world racing to build up a stockpile of weapons that could blow us all to kingdom come. I've done my share to bring that state of affairs about. I don't want to go on along with it anymore. As simple as that.
You mean you're just quitting? Running out?
Hey, now, wait a minute. You know, sometimes when I get home weekends, I find myself looking around this table and realizing I've been spending the whole week working out the most effective way of killing you both. Working out the most horrible way of doing that. Your mother understands this, boy. I'd like you to.
Then why don't you tell everyone?
Because at the moment, it's a story the newspapers would build big. Scientists sick of arms race. That kind of nonsense. There was no objection to my quitting, but there would be to making my reasons public. There are places in the world where big capital would be made of stuff like that.
Then I can't tell anyone?
That's right.
I don't think living here in Warren is going to be much fun from now on, Pop.
Billy, what's wrong?
Nothing, Pop. Nothing. I'll go up to my room for a while more.
Billy! He's never gone without being altered before.
Do you think I'm wrong, Peggy?
Oh, darling, I don't know what to think. After everything that's happened here, it's so... I can't think of it objectively.
Are you shying away from telling me you think I'm wrong?
You sat there and refused to budge out of the house, even to talk to the picket line. They only wanted to know why in the first place.
With Ed Burnley whipping them up with patriotic fervor?
You weren't just stubborn because it was him, were you? Were you? Does what he say worry you?
A scientist can be as humanly frail as the next person.
Oh, but
see. You start to split atoms, fiddle with hydrogen bombs, and everyone thinks you're a kind of Superman, a robot. Something that no longer falls prey to any kind of ordinary feeling. And I mean ordinary. Little feelings. The same kind of feelings that govern the town loafer, sitting with his feet up on the hitching rail and brushing the flies away from his face with the back of his hand. They're all so petrified about the work I'm doing, or was, that they can only think of lynching. I'm so petrified, I can only think of quitting.
I love you very much, Steve.
And you think I'm wrong?
If you must know, I don't have much admiration for anyone who walks out on something. Even you.
Sorry.
You pulled yourself up from nothing. You climbed out of the gutter, for want of a better way of putting it, and suddenly with the ball at your feet, you say, finish, over, no more. Why?
Because inside, in the part of me I can't give a scientific name, I guess I'm still the boy who walked the streets of Warren in bare feet.
But until now, you've been so busy being the boy who passed all his exams, who was way out in front of the rest of us. What changed you?
Watching Billy grow up. Knowing that together we'd created something that was wonderful. Knowing that in Billy we had something more lasting than anything I could ever achieve alone.
But he's 10. Just how long has this gone on?
Every day since he was born.
And for the first time since he was born, he's not very proud of you.
I have a right to quit.
Then why didn't you stand up to them when they were outside? I can tell you why. You're ashamed of quitting.
Am I?
I think so, yes.
But, Peggy, darling, I...
Oh, yes, Billy, what is it?
Okay, if I go out, Mom?
Where?
Just out, Mom.
Well, Billy...
I wouldn't mind if you came, Dad.
Sure.
I'll meet you out front in 2 seconds flat.
What was all that about?
I don't know. Maybe I'd better go find out.
Wait till you see the morning paper, Sheriff. Steve Vining's gonna get his from way back.
Where have you been these last few days, Ed?
Just around.
Around where?
Washington, maybe?
They wouldn't even let you take a walk in that city.
Okay, Fresno. And Guy Burney, who runs the Fresno Monitor, was awful interested to hear all about our famous scientist. Just wait, that's all.
It is just Peggy, isn't it?
Peggy Slattery? What would I want with a girl who'd marry a two-timing atom splitter?
Ed, you make him sound like a timber cutter.
He's gonna be dead wood, that's for sure. I found out a lot of things about that guy.
Such as?
He'll have to keep, Sheriff. Keep until tomorrow's papers. You know, Uncle Tim? I just might buy me an extra copy. ¶¶
Don't do it, Pop. I mean, it's not right.
Not right? Grass sure looks green. Let's sit, huh?
Sure. Don't just say, no, I won't. You've got to.
You sure are a hard guy to follow.
You too.
Me?
Yeah.
Why, son?
Mom's always saying how clever you are, but what you're doing don't seem so clever to me at all.
No?
No.
Why?
Pop, you afraid or something?
No.
Not scared even a little bit?
Of what I'm doing? Or was? Yeah, maybe.
It's what I'm going to do. If I ever get through all those papers, exams. I'm not much good on those.
You're kind of young to make up your mind so fast.
Not me, Pop. I've known a long time.
Billy...
But I won't back down, that's for sure.
Why not?
Seems like being a real scaredy cat to me.
It does, huh?
It does, Pop.
Why?
Because it's running away, and you can't ever run away. Not from bombs or anything. I was only reading the other day, the more we know, the less chance there is of anyone knowing more. And Mom says you know an awful lot, Pop. Don't just not know.
Come on. We'd better be getting home.
Top flight scientist quits. Why? What is the secret reason? Why has the American public not been told? Professor Stephen Vining, big wheel in the American nuclear program, quits. Why? Yeah, why, Steve? I can see him now. Yeah, and I can see you, Peggy. Peggy. Peggy Slattery. I'm going to call on you, Peggy. Yeah, and I'm going to take you away from that traitor. Mind if I step inside, Peggy Slattery?
Ed.
Yeah, nice to know you remember my name. Hey, you look even prettier than the last time, Peggy.
The last time?
When I saw you peeking out that window at me when I was standing out front with the others. Remember? I saw you, honey. Yeah, and you were looking at me, weren't you? Looking at Ed Burnley.
I think you'd better go.
Go? Oh, I brought you something. Here, look.
Huh?
You won't have seen this. It's a Fresno paper. Well, go on, read it. Read what they have to say about Steve Vining.
Top flight scientist... Ed Burnley, did you do this?
Sure I did. I ain't so... Why,
idiot.
You little... Ain't no one gonna slap Ed Burnley around, not even you, Peggy. Come here.
Don't take your hands off me.
Remember way back, the dances I asked you to that you said you couldn't make, Peggy? Well, this is one dance neither of us is gonna miss.
Oh, Ed, let go of me. Let go of me.
Why don't you call your old man? He's the one who should be helping you, honey.
He's not home.
Oh, not home, well, now, ain't that nice? Ain't that just fine and dandy?
Keep away from me.
You ran away, huh? That's right, baby. You come right here to me.
Oh, let me go, please.
You're asking nicely. Real nice. Yeah, it's been a long time, Peggy Slattery. I always figured if I waited long enough, you'd get to ask real nice.
Steve finds you here?
Vining? He won't find me. He's run out on you, Peggy. He's a dirty traitor. It says so right here in the news. He won't ever come back. It's just you and me, Peggy.
Steve!
Get the sheriff, Billy, fast. This is going to be a real pleasure, Burnley. Back against the wall, Peggy. Quick, I'm going to kill you, Vining. I'm killing you for all the Americans. And maybe this will help you stand up straight.
You all right, Peggy?
Steve.
Are you all right?
You feel ordinary enough now. Now that you've used your fist.
I didn't want to.
I'm glad you did.
So am I.
I got the sheriff, Pop.
And I've got a phone call to make to my office at the Moorfield Research Station.
Your office?
That's right, honey. My office. Listening for another mounting drama of action and suspense when we again bring you The 11th Hour.